Governor Evers officially unveiled an order yesterday telling Wisconsinites to stay at home as the state continues to deal with the outbreak of the coronavirus. In a briefing yesterday, Andrea Palm, secretary-designee of the State Department of Health Services, explained why that move was needed.
If we continue on our current path without implementing safer at home to flatten the curve, the models show us that we would likely have 22,000 Wisconsinites who are positive for COVID-19 by April 8th and an estimated 440 to 1,500 deaths. This means thousands of Wisconsinites would need hospitalization, and we would exceed our current capacity, our current hospital bed capacity.
The phrase flatten the curve has been coming up a lot, and our colleagues at WisContext recently took a closer look at what that phrase actually means and what the efforts look like here in Wisconsin. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. Will, thanks a lot for being back with us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Let's start off with this curve. I think everybody's probably heard the phrase flatten the curve. If we've heard it and don't know what we're talking about, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think that's good to get on the same page right away. So the curve that we're talking about is kind of what an outbreak of a respiratory disease like COVID-19 looks like when it's plotted over time. So it's basically like a graph, or it is a graph. And so when an outbreak of a disease like COVID-19 is just getting started and it's really contagious and it is spreading rapidly and there are rapidly rising infections, the graph of that outbreak over time appears to steepen. And so there's a curve. And when it gets really steep, then the curve is quite steep itself.
And that means that a lot of cases of this are happening, a lot of people then being hospitalized, presumably. And so the idea of flattening the curve is hopefully to slow down the pace at which people get sick and end up in the hospital. Is that really at the core of this?
Exactly. Flattening the curve doesn't necessarily indicate that fewer people will get sick with COVID-19 over time, over the whole length of the outbreak. But what it means is that there are fewer people getting sick with COVID-19 at the same time and also really quickly. So flattening the curve just basically means that the rate of new infections is slowing.
You dug in this piece for WisContext into our hospital capacity here in Wisconsin. What kind of things did you look at?
Yeah, looked at a whole bunch of things. We looked at basic data about just hospital beds in general. Also, we were very interested in the number of ICU beds in the state because we know that a lot of patients who do require hospitalization, which is a minority of the people who get COVID-19, it's about maybe 1 in 5, 1 in 6 patients require hospitalization, but a good portion of those patients require ICU care. And also, we were interested in the status of ventilators in the state because we know from watching the outbreak as it's progressed around the world that a number of those very sick people require mechanical ventilation, basically life support, in order to stay alive. And so what we found is that Wisconsin has, it kind of depends on how you count it, and this data is not perfect. And I should say that a lot of hospitals have been beefing up capacity in recent weeks in preparation for an outbreak. But we found that Wisconsin has roughly 17,000 to 18,000 non-psychiatric hospital beds in the state. We also found out recently from Secretary-designee Palm that the state has about 2,500 ICU beds and a little over 600 mechanical ventilators as of right now.
And an important part of the story is that these beds are not necessarily sitting there empty waiting for COVID-19 victims, right? They are the beds that hospitals are using for the stuff they do on a daily basis.
Exactly. Like as we heard in that recording from Secretary-designee Palm yesterday when she was talking about what models we're showing would happen if we kind of went about daily life as usual in Wisconsin over the coming weeks. You said something like over 20,000 potential cases of COVID-19 in the state by early April. And someone might hear that and then hear, oh, well, we have 17 or 18,000 hospital beds. Most of those people who get sick won't even need hospitalization in the first place, so we should be fine, right? But really, the number of hospital beds that we have at any given time are being used about half of the beds are being used at any given time. Actually, in reality, right now, a much higher percentage of hospital beds in Wisconsin are being used. We're coming out of we're still dealing with a pretty heavy influenza season. Hospital bed use right now is quite high. I've heard from the fire chief in Green Bay last week that hospital beds, 97% of the hospital beds in the city were in use last week. So there isn't a whole lot of free space right now.
Will Cushman is with us from Wisconsin. Context about the capacity of hospitals in Wisconsin to deal with a potential influx of patients because of the COVID-19 disease. Will, you did different scenarios. You've got them charted out there at wiscontext.org, looking at if things like 10% of Wisconsinites get this, 20% and so on. How quickly do we end up hitting that capacity?
Yeah, we took data from some models that came out of the Harvard Global Health Institute. They worked with the New York Times and ProPublica on disseminating some of this modeling that they've done, and then they provided all their data for free to anyone to use it, which is great for us. What is not so great is kind of what those models show the potential impact of COVID-19 being on the state of Wisconsin. So yeah, as you said, they model kind of if the outbreak were to infect 20% of adults or 40%, or in the case of a bad outbreak, 60% of adults, how much hospital bed capacity would be required. But they actually drill even deeper and look at if these outbreaks of varying severity they wanted to model like what these outbreaks would look like under various conditions, including kind of normal going about daily life normally conditions, and then under pretty extreme social distancing conditions, such as what we are experiencing in Wisconsin right now under the Safer at Home order. And what they found is that even under the best case scenarios, where we are practicing social distancing pretty religiously and slowing down the outbreak of COVID-19, and under a scenario where a minority of adults contract the disease, even then, in some regions within the state, hospitals would be pretty strained. Under worst case scenarios, where we don't practice a whole lot of social distancing, the outbreak expands super rapidly and 60% of adults contract COVID-19 really quickly, hospital systems across the state would be really quickly overwhelmed. For instance, the region around Appleton, these models show there would be so many patients requiring hospitalization that it would be exceeding the region's capacity by 500%.
You, as you mentioned, you looked by region and by county. Did other areas stand out to you, Will, when you broke it down by county?
Yeah, so I broke down just the hospital beds per capita by county. So that's the number of hospital beds per 1,000 residents. The state overall has about 3.1 hospital beds per 1,000 residents. That's a little bit better than the national average of about 2.8 beds per 1,000 residents. Kind of interesting or potentially frightening aside, Italy, which we know is dealing with a horrendous outbreak right now, has about 3.2 hospital beds per 1,000 residents. So it's just slightly higher than the state of Wisconsin. There are a whole lot of things that kind of complicate comparisons between Wisconsin and Italy. Our populations are quite different. The way our health systems work is different. But at a kind of fundamental level of capacity, it's a little frightening to see that statistic. There are places in the state where there is quite a bit more capacity. For instance, Wood County, which is home to the Marshfield Clinic, has about 10 beds per 1,000 residents. Milwaukee is doing a little bit better than the state average with a little over 4 beds per 1,000 residents. There are a whole bunch of rural counties that have 0 beds because there are no hospitals there. And then there's some counties around the state's borders that also have kind of lower rates of hospital beds. But a lot of times that's because people in those counties seek care across state lines.
So, Will, big picture, looking at your reporting, it seems like we're racing against the clock here, trying to slow the spread of the disease at the same time as hospitals and other facilities ramp up their efforts. That's what this is all about, right?
It is, yep. And that's what the safer at home order, closing the schools, all these kind of restrictive orders that are supposed to be encouraging social distancing is really getting at, is trying to slow the spread, which is both to give hospitals and healthcare systems more time to prepare, to try to expand their capacity as much as possible, procure as much personal protective gear as they can. Procure as much equipment like ventilators as they can, whether it's from the federal government or elsewhere. But then it's also about making sure that there are just not so many people sick with COVID-19 at the same time that even with the best preparations, the amount of sick patients just completely swamping hospitals. We do not want that, obviously.
Will, thanks for joining us. We'll keep watching your reporting.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Will Cushman, associate editor of WisContext. He was with us today to talk about his latest piece on efforts to flatten the curve of coronavirus cases in Wisconsin. You can find that on the website, wiscontext.org.